Perth County's hottest country, 100.1 The Ranch.
100.1 FM, The Ranch, Perth County's hottest country. Hopefully you guys are having a great day so far. I know I am, and I'm being joined by a very special guest. Some of you guys may have heard of this group. They're the they've won 9 CCMA awards, which includes being the 3-year reigning champs of, you know, for Group of the Year, which is awesome. They've won Juno Awards for Breakthrough Artist of the Year or Group of the Year and so much more, a total of 34 wins. And today I am joined by one of their group members. I'm with Aaron from Washboard Union. How are you, Aaron?
Well, I'm great, thanks. You got me a little teary-eyed when you ran down the list there. Jeez, wow, thank you.
Yeah, I was trying my best to catch everything and not screw it up, but you guys are just absolutely amazing and absolutely crushing it. So for the people that don't know, like, I know you guys probably get this question all the time, but just kind of tell us how you guys came together as a band.
Well, we actually started doing country cover tunes, you know, so C.W. McCall, Red Sovine, Johnny Cash, you know, Roger Miller, those kind of tunes. And we just love the storytelling and just the attitude in it. And so when we started writing songs, we kind of wrote them in that sort of same vein, but bringing our contemporary feel to it. So when Washboard Union developed, we thought, well, you know, Washboard's a real nice kickback to those sort of older days, but we just take a contemporary spin on that. So we still just love the storytelling part. And of course, three-part harmony makes our skin sort of bubble and get to, you know, excited. So that's, we really wanted to bring that element into it. So it's just a matter of timing and a different idea, a different take on something old.
No, which is absolutely awesome, especially like these days you don't see a Washboard up on stage very often, but you guys are like, you know what? We're going to do that and we're going to absolutely own it, which is absolutely amazing. And so you guys have been absolutely crushing it in the music world, and you have that new album, Everbound, which I read you guys had like 30 songs in the running, like for this album. How did you come down to the track list? Like, how could you pick only like a certain amount of songs out of 30 songs?
Yeah, so weird. It would make a lot more sense if we just wrote 10 songs. 10 songs, these are the songs that are going to be on the album. But we keep on writing, and by the time you've got your sort of your pot of songs, there are some that just naturally fit together to a sort of a more cohesive thought than others. So unfortunately, some really great songs that we wrote that just didn't make the album because it just thematically, they didn't really work for this particular album, which is really sad because there's some great songs out there that didn't make the album. But we're really, really proud of the ones that we put out there. And we released it during the beginning of the pandemic, which was a, you know, pretty bold move for us. We really tossed and turned about whether we're going to do that or not. But we felt like at that moment, the world needed a little hope, needed a little light at the end of the tunnel. And those are the responses that we got back from all of our Washboard Union family when they're like, thank you so much for putting some new music out right now. We really needed that. So we are lucky we got it recorded before the tornadoes hit Nashville, and we're lucky we got it all in the can before COVID happened. So,
no, for sure. And that's something that I love so much about all of your guys' songs. They're just, it comes on the radio and it makes you cheery. It makes you happy. It puts a smile on your face. I absolutely love it. And you guys have some new music videos, which are super, super cool. You recently released 2 music videos with an interconnecting storyline. So it was like a double feature, which is really cool for music videos. Cause I don't think many people think, you know, like double feature, you think straight to like movies, but for music videos, that's super cool. So you did it for the past single, If She Only Knew, and the brand new single, Never Run Out of Road, and just kind of tell us about these music videos.
Yeah, well, you said it right. I mean, we were in the middle of this pandemic, and I believe in November, and we just sort of thought, well, if we're able to film one, let's film 2. So if everything locks down and shuts down, which eventually it did, and we're not allowed to film, well, at least we've got another video that we can put out to our fans and our Washboard family. So that's what we did. But it was a bit forward thinking. We didn't really realize that Never Run Out of Road would be such a timely song right now. It's a song that sort of has this story of, You know, you never know what's right around the bend, what's on down the road. Problems come up in our lives. It's inevitable. And I guess for us, we kind of take a hopeful stance. If you just flip that coin and say, well, this, yes, it's a problem, but you know what? This might also be an opportunity if we look at it different. What's the silver lining? And that's kind of like the sentiment of the song. And right now, hey, this summer, Canadians might even just have to do their summer vacation as, you know, camping, driving to a campsite or driving, you know, for a weekend away or, you know, taking a Sunday drive. And so Never Under Road has kind of a couple meanings during this next few months that we're going into.
No, I 100% agree. But honestly, even if like that's what family vacations are this summer, it's still going to be a hoot and a half. I absolutely love camping and just, I don't know, leaving the house, exploring the great outdoors with your family, the ones you love. It's going to be a good time no matter what. And Never Running Out of Road is going to be a great soundtrack for those family vacations and road trips and stuff as well. But going back to the music video, so they kind of interconnect. Do you want to tell us how, like how so?
So Never Running Out of Road is, if you look at it, technically is a prequel to If She Only Knew, which is the first video came out. So yes, they're one and two, but the order of them is two and one. So you can see these young actors sort of in their budding beginning stages of a relationship. And then there's this sort of race theme here where the girl is actually the better racer. She's the winner. And that starts this little love story that eventually the guy ends up chasing the girl in the end. So that's what If She Only Knew is really about.
I love that. And I just recently watched the Never Running Out of Road video before our interview. And I love mm-hmm. the whole video game idea as well. That's super cool.
Yeah, we thought that was something different to put in there as well. And got to give props to Stefano Barbaros for his vision on that. That was sort of a last minute take on it, but it really like ties the whole thing together. And hey, who doesn't like a good Super Mario Brothers theme?
No, for sure. It's so great. Definitely check those videos out if you haven't done so already in that new album, Everbound. So great. Also, like, how did you guys come up with the title of the album, Everbound?
Yeah, it was it's a made up word. It doesn't actually exist. So we felt like the collection of songs had a theme that was sort of, you know, uncaged, unbridled, you know, shooting for the stars, opportunity, hope, these themes that we tend to come back to. And all the songs sort of had a similar theme to that. And so we felt like at least that word, if you can make sense of it, encapsulates that spirit of, you know, ever bound or never bound, and always going forth and searching for the next good thing.
Oh, I love that. That was such a good explanation and such a great title. Like hearing the title Everbound, it makes me want to look deeper into it and dive deeper into the great songs on the album. It's just so great. So I know before this, we were kind of talking about or joking about what we're going to do next with our careers. But what do you guys have planned next for fans?
Well, we've been having some really good response from our Live from the Mountains, which we do monthly. So we'll do two to three Live from the Mountains every month. We've actually kind of bubbled together here, so we're able to kind of get together and at least write together and perform together in those rooms. So Instagram Live, Facebook, also on TikTok. And it's just sort of an opportunity to reach out to our fans. We miss them as much as they're missing us right now. And the comments back are saying, you know, you're helping us through hard times right now. Thanks for doing this. And I'm just sort of overwhelmed. I even hear it on my local radio station of people calling in to say that. So in a world where it seemed like streaming live concerts really didn't take off, it's having an effect. And I'm proud to be a part of that. And I feel, you know, gratitude and optimistic about that.
100%.
So we're going to be, yeah, we'll continue doing more of those. And of course, we cannot wait to get on the road. I mean, I can't wait to go see a live show. I'm a live show fan too, you know.
Me too.
I love live music, right? So, yeah, we just can't wait to get back out there. And I guess that's the call to action. Let's be safe, everyone. Let's be prepared. Let's take precautions. You know, get your vaccinations and let's get rid of this thing and get back to, you know, the states are ahead of us and we can do that too. We just have to get our heads together and play it safe. So I can't wait to get on the road.
I couldn't have said it better myself included. I can't wait to go see that first live show once it's safe to do so. And maybe it'll even be a Washboard Union show. I can't wait. Gonna be a lot of fun. And for those people that might be wondering what I was referring to when Aaron and I were talking about what we were gonna do with our careers, but we were talking about, you know, working from home and being at home, how our, once we're, it's safe to go back to work and have to leave every day, that our pets are gonna miss us. And so that's how we came up with the idea. It was kind of Aaron's idea that we are going to start a pet therapy business.
That's right. I did urge you not to say anything now because we're still working on the IPO, but you know, we could use investors. So call that investor, investor call out. All right. We're looking for sponsors.
Yes. If you're interested in sponsoring Aaron and Jackie's pet therapy business, definitely give us a ring and we'd love to get you on board. But in the meantime, we're going to share some new Washboard Union music with you. It's their latest single, Never Running Out of Road. And Aaron, do you want to introduce it to us, to our listeners here at the ranch?
Well, sure. Let's do that. Hey, everyone. It's the Washboard Union, and you are listening to our brand new single, Never Run Out of Road.
These days are too good to waste when your life is the journey you make. It's about taking chances and learning to fly, heading for somewhere and not asking why. May those white lines keep leading somewhere brand new, and blacktop backdrops keep following you. Take road signs to good times and places that you've never known. May you light up the night under bright neon skies, see wide open spaces with stars in your eyes. Keep trouble in your rear view, find sunsets wherever you.
Country 100.1 The Ranch.